Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall pledge drive. More about that in a minute. First, let's talk about ice cream. Almost everybody loves it, but few among us have taken it to the level of artistry for which Jenny Brittenbauer is known. One New York Times writer said that Jenny's has surpassed the creativity of all other ice cream makers with its versions like goat cheese and roasted red cherries. And that was in 2007. 4 years later, her business empire spreads, and so do the accolades. Of her new book, cookbook, Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home, the New York Times said that Jenny surpasses the, well, her work has been lauded by Food & Wine, the Food Network, the Washington Post, Bon Appetit, the Boston Globe, Chicago Tribune, Out and the Atlantic, among others. But her affinity for the Midwest, for Columbus, and for her fans seems to hold fast. And in her new cookbook, Jenny Brittenbauer tells the rest of us how she did it, how she has built her business, and why she built it that way. And she also tells us how to make artisan ice creams ourselves in our own homes. She's with us today in the studio today to talk more about all of that. Welcome back to the show, Jenny.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here.
When we talked last spring, you were just taken off with the new book.
Yeah,
in fact,
just
It was just going to print. I just had a galley of it.
Yeah, after about 2 years of work. Yeah, that's
right. Oh, it's just 2 years of work, huh? That's all.
Yeah.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge of support right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $3,000, and we can meet this goal with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org. With a pledge of support at the $120 level, our thank you gift to you will be the book Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home. This book is the debut cookbook of Jenny Columbus's own Jenny Brittenbauer. The book includes the history of Jenny's famous ice cream business, a list of key ingredients and equipment, and best of all, recipes for ice cream. Plus, with the book, you will get a coupon for free ice cream from any Jenny's Scoop Shop location sold. This is for a pledge of $120 to support 89.7 NPR News and in support of public radio. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And if you think Jenny knows what she's doing, then think about this. She's a very busy person, and she's taken time out of her day to be here in the studio with us today. So think about that. If she's one of those people out there that you value in Central Ohio, you look up to, you admire her skills and her achievements and how she lives her life and what she's done and gone about, what she's done to bring about the kind of business she has, then follow her. Follow her in this and make your call right now, 1-866-897-9678. Our goal is $3,000. You can also pledge online at WOSU.org. So, Jenny, just about 6 months ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. The book was June 15th. It was launched, released.
And where have you been since then?
Oh, I've been all over America. I've been all over the country. I spent 4 hours at the Alamo in San Antonio. I just walked around. I mean, I learned so much. I went to the Atlanta History Museum, you know, between appearances and other things. I've been in New York several times and San Francisco and Seattle. And I spent a whole week in Texas, which was really, really fun. I got to go to Neiman Marcus in Dallas. You know,
What doesn't get any better than that? What else are you going to do in Dallas?
I feel much closer to all parts of America.
And they get to learn a little bit about Columbus, too.
Oh, very much, because you know how I talk about Columbus. I mean, you know, and you know what I found is that people know about Columbus.
Yeah, already?
Absolutely. Yep. Know a lot about it, which was encouraging and wonderful.
You, in your acknowledgments at the end of the book, you actually acknowledge the city, which I thought was kind of, you acknowledge a lot of people, but the city too.
Yeah, my acknowledgments are as long as the book, I think. Well, and it's all true.
I think it's sweet that you do it.
This whole village, you know, sort of raised this company for sure.
Yeah. Your cookbook is a New York Times bestseller, and National Geographic lists Columbus as one of the best fall trips for 2011, listing Jenny's ice cream as one of the reasons to visit this city. What do you make of the success and recognition? Did you send a case to the publisher of National Geographic?
No, I didn't. That was a surprise and wonderful. I mean, it was wonderful that, well, first of all, that as the weather goes colder, we're saying ice cream is one of those things you ought to do. you know, mostly it's going into summer when we talk about ice cream, but that's pretty cool. But, you know, it's because of the amazing, you know, harvest season that we have here, and we reflect in our ice creams, I guess, you know.
Well, yeah, you separate the book up into chapters.
They're
that
seasonal.
Are seasonal, mm-hmm. And now we're going into, well, we're in, well into fall, and we still have winter, but fall goes all the way through the holidays.
It does in the book. That's just the way we break up the year.
Right.
But you'll notice in the book, it's kind of funny, and when I noticed it, I thought, well, that's interesting, but we couldn't change it. Fall and winter have by far the most flavors in the book, much more than spring and summer, and you would think that spring and summer would have the most flavors, but... I started to reflect on that, and I realized, well, that's when we have to work harder to get you into our stores. And really the flavors are so warm and inviting that we're constantly coming up with flavors in those seasons, and winter is the hardest season, but also in many ways the most fun. So, those two seasons are packed with flavors and sundaes and ideas, and summer is just very light, which is sort of also reflects that emotion of the season anyway.
Pumpkin, peppermint... All
yes.
kinds of wonderful holiday tastes
cognac,
there.
Cognac, goat cheese, mm-hmm. figs.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Black walnuts and maple.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. And you did say you wrote a lot about in the book about how everybody kind of comes together in the stores, too, and in your business. It's just one of those cozy times where they all kind of put their heads together and work closer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in our company throughout the year, everything changes. About every 3 months. And so we never get bored. I mean, we kind of start to get bored about, you know, midway through every 3 months, you know, cutting pumpkins. But so we'll be cutting pumpkins and roasting them over and over and over again and talking about pumpkins and smelling pumpkins and everything will be pumpkin. And then by the time we get bored of that, just sick of it, it all changes. And now we're on to cakes or something else. And everything goes with it. I mean, the decorations in our stores and the flavor, how we train our employees, how we talk about ice cream, everything changes. And so it feels brand new every 3 months. And that keeps us all really excited about it. I mean, I think we're known for our customer service. And that's one of the reasons, because everybody's always excited when everything changes so frequently.
My guest is Jenny Britton Bauer, founder and owner of Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream, which specializes in artisanal ice creams. She's the author of the New York Times bestselling book, Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home. We have a $3,000 goal this hour. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call if you want to make your pledge of support for 89.7 NPR News right now. You can also go online to WOSU.org. It only takes a few minutes. We have our Central Ohio volunteers who have taken their time to come all the way down to the Fawcett Center and hear what you have to say about 89.7 NPR News and also to take your pledge right now. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. At the $120 pledge level, you can pick up your very own copy of Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home. It's a beautiful book. I keep like massaging it here. It's absolutely beautiful, colorful, very artistic. It reflects everything about what Jenny does. And her stories, we'll get to those in a few minutes, are also part of what she does. The stories about the people that she works with and the people that she buys from to bring you the kind of food that you've come to expect from Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. Same thing we do at WOSU. So mm-hmm. if it's something you support, give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. You vote with your pocketbook when it comes to ice cream. And when you go to Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream, you vote with your pocketbook when it comes to supporting your public radio station. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. These are real recipes that people can use in their home with their little ice cream maker.
That's right. The book, at first glance, and what's fun about it is just flipping through it and reading about all the stories and the flavors. But what is, I think, innovative about the book and where we spent most of our time is that the texture of the ice cream actually works. In a home kitchen, we built a test kitchen where I spent a lot of time over the last couple of years testing these recipes, and they work. And so you can take your coupon that you get with the book and go out and sample the ice cream and then go home and make it and compare. Because truly at home, you will get the perfect consistency and texture. You'll be able to scoop it just like the sort of American scoop shop ice cream that we grew up with. And that was the point of the book. And then from there, you can put any flavor you want on top of it, any of the flavors that I put in the book, but also you can interchange them. They're all interchangeable, so you can really make or build any ice cream you want to. You can tell any of those stories in your own neighborhood or your own city, any of those flavor stories. If you go to France and bring back some honey, you can make ice cream out of it and tell that story to your friends using the ice cream recipes in the book.
Someone said, why would Jenny make a cookbook? Wouldn't that affect how many people go and buy it from her shop? And no, I mean, obviously you have a thought behind that.
I've always thought sharing recipes is, you know, it doesn't impact business at all. And in fact, if anything, it makes people more interested in ice cream. I mean, it's really a fun thing to do. And now people are realizing how fun it is to make ice cream across the country. And sharing, it's really sharing that's everything. But it doesn't impact business at all. And if anything, it makes people, brings people together to share ice cream even more. And, you know, it's also really cool that I'm getting emails that say, geez, you know, you guys make the cake, then you make the sauce,
right?
Then you make the praline, then you make the ice cream, and you break it all up and you stuff it in there by hand. Like, that's a big process. And we can say, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's all handmade. We do the same way in our kitchen as you would at home.
The chocolate. The person that you get the chocolate beans from, or where the one of the you talked,
yes,
just told
Sean
a story
Estimation.
About one of the chocolate makers that you suppliers that you, mm-hmm. you use. Tell us about that guy, because he's from stem to stern chocolate all
yes.
the way.
Yes, yeah. Well, Sean Eskenosi is one of the only bean to bar chocolate makers in America, and he really does it the right way. He goes to individual farms. It's not just single origin, single farm chocolate. And gets to know the farmer, buys the beans, brings them back, roasts them, and then separates cocoa powder from the cocoa butter. It's a very intense multi-layered process, I would say. So he separates the cocoa powder and the cocoa butter from that, and then makes, you know, roasts the beans and grinds it and adds cocoa butter back in. But he has leftover cocoa powder, and we buy all of that, which is a runoff of the process of making chocolate, because you always have to add cocoa butter back into it to give it the right crisp shininess and all that.
Uh-huh.
So most bean-to-bar chocolate makers don't actually use their own cocoa butter. They'll bring that in from somewhere else. But Sean uses his own. And so he ends up with a lot of excess cocoa powder. And we buy all of that. And so it's a great system for us, because we can make this amazing flavor with his cocoa powder, which is not Dutch processed. And that's a complicated thing, but it's really neat. It's a beautiful sort of contrast flavor with the cream.
And he shares his profits with his growers.
And he gives 10% of his profits right back to the farmer. Yep. And so you can build relationships with them over time.
And they have a vested interest in providing mm-hmm. a great product.
Yes, and they do. I mean, and Sean is, you know, every step of the way all about quality and making the best. But about, you know, like us, you do that with your pals, you know, people you know. You know, you build flavor that way.
If you would like to speak with my guest, Jenny Brittenbauer, founder and owner of Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We're talking about her new book, Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home. It's by Jenny Brittenbauer. It's a beautiful book, New York Times bestseller. It's our gift to you at the $120 pledge level. So make that call right now if you want, 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. It'll only take a few minutes to show your support for WOSU and 89.7 NPR News. And thank you, Sonia and Hilliard and Earl in Columbus. We have $2,700 to go from our $3,000 goal. I know we can do it. We have about 40 minutes left. So make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678. It's Jenny's debut cookbook. It'll teach you to create the perfect ice creams, yogurts, and sorbets. It has all the tricks in it, anticipates where you might be struggling with some issues, and tells you how to get over those obstacles. Along with the book, you'll get a coupon for a free trio scoop of ice cream at any Jenny's Scoop Shop location. Beautiful photographs, great recipes. Give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678. Make that pledge right now. Jenny, at your holiday get-togethers, you can't help but think, I mean, it's shocking, but Thanksgiving's a month away. And then I was thinking, okay, and then like, oh my God, that means that Christmas is 2 months away. A lot of people are freaking out, but this is something you really look forward to. We mentioned that it's a great time of the year at Jenny's.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've been in Christmas, in the holidays for the last couple of months in our,
in
Santa's
your world.
Visiting our kitchen next week. just for fun. We are actually big into holiday flavors. We had our friend George Langan last night and then the day before. We actually threw a holiday party, you know, for photography and did all of that. So we've been doing all the artwork and getting everything ready and concocting flavors since really almost June. So that's been really, really fun. And they're amazing flavors this holiday. They're very unusual and very different, along with some of our old standbys, like sweet potato with torched marshmallows. Yesterday in the kitchen, we were torching marshmallows.
I was checking out that recipe this morning.
And we just make those marshmallows and with a blowtorch, torch them, you know, and then roast the sweet potatoes and make an ice cream out of it. And it's wonderful. So we're into the holiday smells already in our kitchen.
So what you brought some examples in today. Are there any from the Christmas selection?
Not yet. They're just starting production on those this week. But we have a new signature flavor, our whiskey and pecans, which is made with the OIO, the Middle West Spirits whiskey, which is distilled from red wheat. So it's 3-minute drive from our kitchen. We're down in their wonderful distillery, which is gorgeous, with copper, you know, whatever those are.
Vats. Or, yeah.
They're not. They're
really big kettles.
Yes. Beautiful. And they're making the most amazing whiskey. So we used to use Maker's Mark, and when we met these guys and tasted their whiskey, then there was no, you know, we had to get rid of the Maker's Mark. But we are also using Cream and Nut Company's whole pecans, roasted and salted. And so the flavor really comes through. Butterfat, especially the butterfat that we get. I mean, butterfat's a wonderful word to me. It is what ice cream is, and it's that cream, and we use grass-pastured cream, so it really is full of flavor, and it gets plumped with the flavor of the whiskey, and it's wonderful. So that's like a new one for us. We're also working with Rockmill. Rockmill's a great brewery down in Lancaster. We're doing this golden ale and apricots, which is not going to be around much longer in our world, but maybe it'll come back next summer.
I'm trying the whiskey. It's not too boozy.
Yeah,
just boozy enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It tastes really, really wonderful as usual.
And then we have our beet cake. So we're doing, it's almost like a carrot cake, but it doesn't have the crumb in it. And black walnuts, Ohio black walnuts. But we candy the beets, which is really fun. And then
how do you do that? How do you candy them?
We just shred them and cook them with sugar. Mm-hmm. It's a lot like there's an Indian dessert. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like shredded carrots with lots of sugar. And we kind of do it that way and then put that in the ice cream. Beets are one of my favorite ingredients.
I just got into beets this year. I don't know why. I think I just was one of those things when I was a kid that I couldn't bear to, you know, barely mm-hmm. look at. But now I am totally into beets. I roast them. I buy them every weekend almost. I love them. So, yeah, I will be checking that out. I'll let everybody know how everything tastes. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Daniel in Westerville. And thanks to Philip and Gloria and Galena. $2,400 to go. In the hour, 1-866-897-9678. That's the number they called, or they went to WOSU.org and pledged online. You can learn more about the book if you want. Our gift to you at the $120 pledge level. It's absolutely beautiful. You can see beautiful pictures. The ice cream looks as good in the book almost as it does in real life. I can say that right now because I'm looking at it right now. And you really like the color, don't you, Jenny?
I do, and I like natural colors. You know, that's always a part of what goes into making any collection is that the colors, that there is color, you know, because we could easily make a lot of tan and brown and white ice creams because we don't use colorings. So using very yellow buttercup pumpkins, for instance, that's what this one is over here.
Yeah, keep talking.
And roasting them with brown sugar even like brings out that color. And so our cases every season, the color that are in there also reflects the season.
Buttercup
and that's
pumpkin.
Amaretti cookies that we make in the kitchen, so it's like an almond. And then in our stores, we're doing right now a mascarpone, like a tiramisu, pumpkin tiramisu parfait that we put our coffee ice cream, which is, you know, brewed with Stoff's coffee, and this pumpkin amaretti ice cream, and then like a mascarpone cream, which is amazing, and then a caramel marsala sauce soaked cake. Yeah, it's good. It's a good one to share with somebody.
Do you just sit around and brainstorm? How do you guys all come up with these ideas? Or do you dream them?
Well, yes, definitely, often. But, you know, we love ice cream, and we eat a lot of ice cream in our offices, in our kitchen. Yeah, a lot. So we're constantly thinking about flavor and
what's next.
Yep, absolutely.
Email from Ben. He says, my favorite flavor is the sweet corn and black raspberry. When I saw that for the first time on the menu a couple of summers ago, I laughed. But then I tasted it and was blown away. I've got to know how this flavor was thought up.
Well, and that flavor is in the book, too. So
yes,
you can make it at home.
That
flavor is interesting. Well, you know, we're in Ohio, and I'm very proud to be in the middle of Ohio, right in the center of a great ag state. Corn is one of our wonderful ingredients. I mean, everybody knows in the middle of summer that we've got this amazing sweet corn, and you can eat it. We eat it raw right off the truck. And it's very sweet. It's milky and sweet, so that's a perfect flavor with cream. And so when I was thinking about what to do with that, I was also thinking about the color of corn being yellow. And I often do this. I think about complementary colors first. And then I was doing that, and I thought, well, black raspberries. And, of course, they're in season right at the same time. But it takes us a lot to find enough black raspberries to do that flavor. We collect them from many different farmers across the state because there aren't that many farmers who grow black raspberries. But that is one of my favorite flavors.
Were you an art student? Did I learn that the last time? So it kind of.
Mm-hmm. And my grandmother's an art teacher. So I grew up in her studio, in her classroom after school every day. So I definitely relate the two in the sort of layering of sensory experiences, you know.
Visual
and tactile, everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can taste these flavors with your Trio card that you'll get with your pledge when you make a $120 pledge to 89.7 NPR News. Our gift to you will be Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home, her new book, New York Times bestseller, as David Tanis calls it, astonishingly delicious, with more than 100 addictively good artisanal recipes. Give us a call. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Make your pledge right now. Pledge what you can. We support, we appreciate whatever you can afford. And remember that some folks are having some hard times these days and can't afford what they once did. Maybe if you can, you can help them out and help provide WOSU 89.7 NPR News for everybody. If you can just giving what you can afford. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Jameson in Columbus and also Stephanie in Columbus and Donna in Dublin. We have $2,000 to go. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to make your pledge right now. I've been trying some buttercup pumpkin amaretti cookies. Also, I had some whiskey and pecan. Delish.
We got some
rock mill gold. Oh, an apricot. So, a lot of these kinds of recipes is what you're going to get in the book. And I'm going to taste them for you right now. But if you want to go taste them for yourself, you can use your Trio card that you'll get with your $120 pledge and the book. So go ahead, Jenny. Tell me what's next.
Yeah. So this is rock mill golden ale with apricots. And Matthew Barbie down at Rock Mill brews this amazing beer, this Belgian beer. And it's so full of flavor. When I tasted it, I thought immediately about apricots because there's notes of apricots in the beer. But it's also, like, to me, it tastes like a really fresh baguette with really fresh apricot jam on it, in the end, ice cream.
Wow. It's amazing how it blends with the apricots and they complement each other.
Yeah, his beers are just wonderful, and I'm looking forward to working more with them.
Rock Mill Golden Ale and Apricots.
So in the book, we have a recipe for a beer ice cream, and you could use any beer. So, you know, again, it goes back to this recipe. You can, you know, use the same recipe, same technique, but then choose your ingredients and tell those stories to whoever you choose to share it with. You know, if it's Matthew Barbie from Rock Mill, or maybe you've brewed your own beer, or somebody in your neighborhood has, or you bring something back that's not available here. But every ingredient has a story, and ice cream is a great place to tell that.
You start out with a basic recipe, mm-hmm. and people should practice that first and get the basic down before they start maybe.
Most of the recipes are pretty easy. Some of them have multi-layered process. I mean, if you have to make a cake to go in the ice cream, and you, of course, don't have to make cake. You can put any cake into ice cream.
Right.
You can buy a lot of that. But the recipes are in this book. But the basic recipes are very easy, and most of the recipes are pretty simple, fit on one page kind of recipes.
You have your Swanky cocktail section, I noticed, on page 151. Swanky cocktail is a great way to ring in the new year. So tell us about some of these, the Seabus 75.
Yes, well, that's Yeah, that's wonderful. So we found that you can actually shake ice cream with, you know, spirits, and it becomes like the mixer, you know? And so you can make sorbets, and you could just pour, you know, a shot of the like the Middle West Spirits Ohio vodka over it, and it becomes a beautiful cocktail. And then as it melts, it becomes, you know, that sort of mixer if you do that with cherry or whatever. So it's been really, really fun. And Apple Alexander is one of the perfect ones for right now. And it has, we actually shake it with vanilla ice cream, some brandy,
yeah,
and then the apple sorbet, and then put a scoop of apple sorbet in a, like a champagne coupe, and then pour that sort of milky, yeah, boozy,
and freshly grated nutmeg on top.
Yeah, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun, and you can do this with sorbets or with ice creams.
Mm-hmm. That's just a few of the recipes for swanky cocktails and Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home. That's what we're talking about today with Jenny Brittenbauer, founder and owner of Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. Specializes in artisanal ice creams. You can get it in how many locations now in Columbus? Seven?
There are eight.
Eight,
in
okay.
Columbus. We have our German Village location just closed for the season. It was a walk-up window.
Oh, okay.
And the rest of them are in full swing with beautiful holiday flavors about to launch on November 7th, including some amazing parfaits coming up soon.
And then another one down in Nashville.
Yep, and Cleveland.
And Cleveland, that's right. So you can get them nowhere else but Columbus. You have so much choice and so much opportunity to avail yourself of Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. If you want to do it 24/7, you can get her book, Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home. It's our gift to you at the $120 pledge level. Last time Jenny was here, it was because of our last pledge drive. This time, she's a very busy person, managed to squeeze us in again because it's part of her value system to support local radio and local producers and local growers. That's what she does for her business, and that's what she does for her community. So thanks to Jenny, and also thanks to everybody else who has shown their support for WOSU and 89.7 NPR News today. Thanks to Scott in Columbus and Lisa in Granville. We have $1,700 to go in less than 30 minutes. $1,700. Less than 30 minutes. Beautiful book. But if you can't manage that, give what you can manage. That's what we're asking for, what you can afford. 1-866-897-9678. This is a beautiful book. If you can manage $240, that means you'll get two books at that pledge level, along with two coupons. What a great date. What a great gift to anybody. There's lots of ice cream makers out there now, all different kinds for the home. Do you have a special one, Jenny?
I don't have a sponsorship with anybody. I have to put that out there because okay. I use Cuisinart, but they all work great. I bought Cuisinarts for this book, and I have, and those are wonderful, and they have a new machine out, and it comes in lots of great colors. They're beautiful, and they work really well. But I would say that I've never used an ice cream machine at home that doesn't work with this recipe. This recipe will really work on whatever you've got, or, you know, you can spring for one of those new Cuisinarts, which are beautiful and come in lots of fun colors.
You have a hint in here about the homogenization. Is it? Oh, no, pasteurization, I mean. I think how to pasteurize.
If you're using, it's actually, well, we're always going to pasteurize when we heat ice cream, so we don't have to worry too much about that.
Okay.
Because we're going to cook the milk and cream. But if you're using non-homogenized milk and cream.
That's right, homogenization.
I have you homogenize it, which is nothing more than just putting it in the blender for a couple minutes. But that way the butter doesn't come, it doesn't turn back into butter.
Well, it makes me wonder because some years ago that happened to me when I was making it. I'm not quite sure why it did, but you could actually see the chunks of butter in it. And I mean, some people might like that, but it was really fatty.
Yeah,
it's kind of
greasy.
Yeah.
So the butter fat molecules are bigger than the other molecules in the mixture. And so they'll just find each other and come back together unless you homogenize it. So when it's churning in the ice cream machine, they tend to clump together and make bigger butterfat chunks, and you don't want that.
Mm-hmm. It's Jenny Brittenbauer, founder and owner of Jenny Splendid Ice Creams. If you have a question or comment for her, don't be shy. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Thanks to Jerry and Linda and Galena, $1,550 to go. Remember at the $60 pledge level, you will become an official card-carrying member of WOSU. And with that card, you can get discounts at some 200 restaurants and attractions throughout Central Ohio. Something you can carry proudly every day and show it to everybody you know and say, I'm a member of WOSU. That's for $60 and above. So with the $120 level, the book, the coupons for the fabulous ice cream, and your official membership card.
You know, one of the reasons to get the book, I'd say for $120, the hot fudge recipe alone. Oh. And I'm not, I mean, wouldn't that have been fun if I'd say, you give $120 and I'll give you my hot fudge recipe. All of our recipes are in here.
All the baked goods, everything.
Yeah, I mean, our hot fudge is different. There's no other book with this kind of a recipe in it. It is the exact recipe we're using in our stores, along with the praline sauce, the caramel sauce that we have in our stores. My favorite, the honey butterscotch sauce, is so good, and you can use any honey, and it changes depending on the honey you choose. Those are so easy to make, and they're so special. And I'm going to say those alone are worth $120.
And I'm looking for, the one night in Bangkok Sunday.
Oh, my favorite.
Because there's special Sunday recipes strewn throughout the book as well. Double truck, as they say, two pages, fabulous. One night in Bangkok, that's your favorite.
Yeah,
period.
They're all my favorite. But no,
again, special favorite child.
See, the problem is I was flipping through the book and I saw another one of my favorites, you know. that Tuscan Sunday, which is amazing. But yeah, no, the one night in Bangkok, which we do in our stores, it's on our seasonal menu or our regular menu. I ate like two or three a week when I was pregnant with my kids. I mean, it's just so good. It's like dinner.
Ice cream was a thing for me when I was pregnant. It had to be malted, chocolate malted.
Mm.
Like a sundae or like a milkshake. I don't know what it is that makes, you know, you want, because other people looked at me like I was crazy and said no. But if you're the type of person special. That's attracted to ice cream when you are pregnant, then yeah. You're going to love this book. If somebody you know mm-hmm. loves ice cream, this is the book to get them. Just to look at the pictures alone, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. You know, Jenny, I may not always have time to make all of these recipes, but it gave me ideas for Sundays. It gave me ideas mm-hmm. for flavor combinations. You can, if you want, you could buy Jenny's ice cream already made and make some of these things, like the pies you talked about. The crust, you know, there was a crust. Yep.
Baked Alaska. Pie. Oh, well, yeah, the baked Alaska is really good.
Oh,
and if
gosh.
You can make the pie crust, it's a really special pie yeah. crust recipe that we have in here. But you know, you definitely don't have to. I mean, you could put ice cream in there, and then meringue is like it grows in your mouth. It's super voluptuous and wonderful, velvety, just wonderful. And you can build that however you want. You know, you could make a chocolate silk using a dark chocolate and some chocolate sauce on top and then meringue on top of that. And then put it in the oven for a couple minutes, and it caramelizes that meringue. It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of recipes to use. You don't have to necessarily be an ice cream maker to enjoy the book and have lots of ways to use it. Thanks to Garth in Columbus, we have $1,300 to go, just about 21 minutes. 1-866-897-9678. If you want to make that call right now and become an official card-carrying member of WOSU. Molly in Dublin, you're on the phone, on the air. Welcome to the show, Molly.
Oh, hi, Ann. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Molly.
Jenny, I've been a fan since way back when you were Scream at the North Market.
Wow, yeah.
And I remember that you made a cantaloupe ice cream, and I remember you talking about going to ice cream school, and they told you that you couldn't do that. And I was just wondering if you ever still made that or if you found that to be true.
You know, it is. Cantaloupe actually works okay. It works pretty well because it's so much flavor. But watermelon and some of the other melons are more icy. You know, they have too much water in them to make into ice cream. And it just becomes icy.
Mm-hmm.
So they do better as a sorbet. But cantaloupe and some of the stronger flavored melons work pretty well.
Have you done a cantaloupe ice cream lately? Like
no.
Last summer?
No, we didn't do... And now I'm starting to think next summer we ought to.
Yay!
Yeah. But I will tell you that cantaloupe would be very easy to make with the recipe in the book. So if you ever want it, and some of the, you know, Wayward Seed Farm grows many different kinds of melons, and they're some really, really flavorful ones. Those French ones are beautiful. So you start with the base recipe and just put, you know, half a cup of cantaloupe puree in it, and you will, you know, it'll be the best cantaloupe ice cream you've ever had.
Well, that's what I'll do next summer. I already contributed to the station, so I'm going to buy your book.
And, all right.
give it to my mother-in-law for Christmas because she She's a homemade ice cream maker, and I'm probably going to have to buy a copy for myself, too. Anyway, we love you, Jenny.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Molly. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your support of WOSU and 89.7 NPR News. And you mentioned Wayward Seed Farm, and I just wanted to note that you did write a story about them in the book as well on page 61. Tell us about, you know, your relationship with Wayward Seed. We've had one of the owners on before too. It's a great place.
Well, what I like about Wayward Seed is, well, of course, you know, they grow flavor. I mean, they're flavor first, which I always love, of course. But they're also entrepreneurial and driven. And I think that sets them it's just, I like that sort of innovative farmer, you know, culture that we have here in Ohio, and they're driving a lot of this and getting farmers markets in places that you don't normally see them, like campus, you know, at 15th and High, and right on the Wexner Center.
Right,
lawn.
Every Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's they're just really driven, and I like working with people like that. I mean, they think big, they think differently, and they're going to make big change. You know, they have already, and of course, you know, they grow us flavor, they grow us whatever we want. One year we asked if I heard you couldn't grow huckleberries in Ohio. Which turns out it's true, but they tried it anyway, and we went out as all of our kitchen staff. We all went out and picked them because, you know, we weren't sure if they were going to work. Well, they ended up tasting like a combination of like a fig and meat. They weren't very good, and they were very seedy, but we were proud that we tried it anyway. And most of the things that they've experimented with and grown just for us have just been amazing, wonderful.
We're going to get to Francine out in Westerville, and also Tony and Columbus and Daniel and Bexley. And while we get to Francine, I'm going to try the beet ice cream, the beet and what is it called?
Beet cake with black walnuts.
Beet
and those
cake
are
with black
wild
walnuts.
Wild foraged black walnuts from Appalachian Mountains.
All right.
Our friend Chris Shamil, who's also in the book.
I'm doing this for you, listeners. I'm trying these ice creams out, going in front of you to let you know how fabulous they are, and hope that you can, you know, show your support for everything that I do and all these sacrifices that I make by giving a call right now to 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Nancy in Columbus. We have $1,150 to go. Thanks so much. Again, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make that call, make that pledge right now. Francine in Westerville, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Francine.
Hi. I am shamelessly one of the few people in Franklin County that's probably never tried Jenny's ice cream. but my husband and I were actually talking about last night, so we are going to go this weekend. He's made me promise to wait. But my question is do you offer a no sugar added line?
You know, we do not. That's a very tough thing to do. Maybe one day we will, but it's hard to get the texture right with those no sugar. And we don't have that. We don't use some of the ingredients that you have to use to do that. So that's about as far as I can go with that right now.
And I just have one more question. Mm-hmm. I know I've heard of other companies sending frozen items to the troops. And I just wondered if you've ever sent any ice cream over to the troops.
I haven't, but Pam at the popcorn place down the market has sent her popcorn. It's hard to get ice cream. You know, I mean, it has to be frozen. And I would love to. I think that would be the coolest thing ever. And I think about it pretty regularly. I wonder, and I would love to actually deliver it myself.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
right.
that be cool? You know, maybe I'll look into it, or if anybody knows how I could actually do that, you know, email us. I would love to do that. That would be the coolest thing ever. Especially like Rock Mill. Some of those,
right.
you know, cool flavors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Better than what you can get in the PX, right?
Right.
Well, Francine, check out her ice cream.
I am. I plan on it. This weekend, we'll be there.
Oh, thank you. And remember, you can taste as many flavors as you want when you get there. That's the whole point. So don't feel shy about tasting.
Okay.
Oh, I won't.
Good.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks, Francine.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good day.
This is listener supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Call 1-866-897-9678 and make a pledge of $120 and pick up your very own copy of Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home. This book includes recipes for passion fruit frozen yogurt, black coffee ice cream, baked apple sorbet, and salty caramel ice cream. Yes. Salty caramels in the book. Pick up this book plus a coupon for a free trio scoop of Jenny's ice cream at any scoop shop for a pledge of $120. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Nancy in Columbus, we have $1,150 to go, and we have about 15 minutes. $1,150 and 15 minutes. I know we can do it. Show your support for locally grown. Show your support for local broadcast. 1-866-897-9678. We appreciate everything. Learn how to make watermelon lemonade sorbet and the Buckeye State ice cream. Hello, Buckeye Nation. This book is divided into seasons, so you can make the perfect ice cream for spring, summer, fall, or winter. In the book, Jenny talks about the craft of making ice cream and tells the history of her business, but you don't necessarily always have to make all the ice cream. There's just lots, all kinds of recipes in this book, not just ice cream.
That's right. In the back of the book, the basics section is packed with stuff to mix in ice cream. I mean, put on top of it. I mean, from our cognac fig sauce, the sugar plumped fruits, which you can also put spirits in, you know, like cognac, and you could make rum raisins that way. And all of these actual ingredients are recipes that we actually use in our kitchen to make pralines, to make these fruits, to make sauces.
So you can make your own sundaes at home.
Honeycomb candy. You can make your own sort of textured ice creams. And sundaes, of course, too.
Right. 1-866-897-9678. The phone room is quiet. We have real Central Ohioans in our phone room right now who are donating their time to take your pledge. 1-866-897-9678. Make that call right now. Don't wait. We have to keep to our goals every hour to stay on top of things this pledge drive. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Tony in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, Tony.
I have a story to share with you and then a question.
Okay.
Our son from Virginia was here this summer and had Jenny's ice cream and fell in love with it. So when he came last weekend to run in the Columbus Marathon, he discovered that Jenny's was at the 22.5-mile marker. And he requested that we have, at that time in the race, he felt that he could use some sugar and salt. So he requested the coffee ice cream with and I would sprinkle kosher salt on top of it.
Wow.
And he stopped during the race to have 3 spoonfuls of your ice cream and smiled the whole time and then kept on running, and he still had his second best time.
Oh, great.
That is so wonderful. And I've always heard that that is the hardest, you know, those, that last leg, that just those last couple
and
miles are the hardest.
And there Jenny's is.
So whatever we can do to help. And, you know, my assistant Billy ran that marathon. He's around here somewhere too, and we were so proud of him and some other people we know. So that's such an accomplishment.
And I have a question.
Okay, Tony.
I wanted to know, do you have any plans in the future to offer fruit gelatos?
Fruit gelatos?
Yes.
Are you talking about sorbets, like sorbetto, or actual like dairy fruit and milk, like gelato?
Fruit and milk.
I don't have any plans to offer gelatos because it takes different equipment. We actually use gelato machines to make ice creams. It's kind of a preference of ours. But the way that we serve them doesn't work for gelato. You have to have a warmer ice cream cabinets to do that. So, you know, ice cream and gelato aren't that dissimilar. It's just that ice cream has more, I guess, butterfat in it, and that's just what we make, and it's served at a colder temperature. So we wouldn't be able to do that.
But, thank you.
All right,
yeah.
Tony. Thanks for the call. Thanks for that great story. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Carolyn in Columbus. We have $1,000 to go and 11 minutes. I know we can do it. 1-866-897-9678. Want to remind you, if you're just tuning in, that this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. And every day, All Sides brings you interesting conversations with fascinating people who are experts in their field. I would consider Jenny Brittenbauer an ice cream expert, and she is here taking your calls today. And then just once a year, we ask you to put a value on our station, a value on All Sides with Ann Fisher, and make a pledge. A pledge right now will pay for the hundreds of hours of listening you will do this year, and you know you will. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. You can go to WOSU.org, make your pledge that way. It's a lot of fun to talk to the volunteers, though, and they're waiting for your calls right now. Our thank you gift to you at this hour at the $120 level is the book Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home. It's full of great recipes for ice cream, sorbets, frozen yogurts, and more. Call right now while Jenny's book is the topic for the hour and show us that this is the type of program that you value. Get the book and an ice cream coupon for the pledge of $120 to 89.7 NPR News. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and make that call right now. Daniel and Bexley are on the air. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I love your show, Ann, and I sent my pledge in already in the mail, but I despite the fact that I can't listen, soon I won't be able to listen to you guys on the AM radio.
True, but you can listen to us on FM, Daniel.
My old transistor radio I got in elementary school.
Aw, that's sweet.
Anyhow, I wanted to, I know that someone mentioned kosher salt, the last listener did. I'm interested in finding out if there's any plans or interest in making your line kosher, possibly making your shops kosher. I know that there was a recent article in the Dispatch about a yogurt shop that's not even in the kind of the center of the Jewish community that is that just made itself kosher, and I know that Jenny's just opened up here in Bexley, where you know a large portion of the observant Jewish community is, and where our only option is your competitor, which I won't name.
Okay. Oh, our friends, yes,
your friends.
Not at the moment. We've looked into it before, and we would do that again, and we would continue to move in that direction, but. Maybe a conversation offline would be great, but it's tough because we want complete freedom to use whatever ingredients we want whenever we want to use them, and anything that would restrict that would be tough for us.
So. Gotcha. Well, okay. That definitely creates a problem.
Yeah.
Daniel, thanks for your call. We appreciate it.
Thanks
for your support for WOSU. We have $800 to go, thanks to Claudia and Centerville and people like Daniel. They make their pledges. They think nothing of it because they know that 89.7 NPR News is a part of their everyday life, and it's something that they need to support. Now, for a lot of people out there these days, Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams are a part of their everyday life, from what I understand. I wish I could say the same, but I can't allow myself. However, if you love Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams, this is a way to show your support for your local radio station. It's a way to show your support for a real success story in Central Ohio and around the country. Jenny's, her book is a New York Times bestseller. Accolades are amazing. I mean, well-deserved. David Tanis, author of Heart of the Artichoke, original and inspiring. She brings an artist's imagination and wit to the table.
He was the chef at Chez Panisse. Which
oh,
was,
really?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And astonishingly delicious flavors. Brava.
That's why he was here in town last year, too, and I happened to see him at our stores. I mean, he was here on a book tour, and they were taking him around, some of the bloggers, and I found him in my store, and we had a nice conversation. He's a really nice man.
Molly O'Neill, author of One Big Table. We
from
had her
Columbus.
On the show from Columbus. We had her on the
great
show last
advocate of our
spring.
City.
Very, very wonderful person. Fabulous, she writes. The only recipes I know that deliver super rich, super creamy confections in home freezers every single time.
Now,
so
and
she's,
that's the important
she's tried
thing.
It. She's that's, tried them.
Yeah, that's right. That's the important thing, that ice creams just don't work at home the same way they do in our professional kitchen. It's anyone who's tried it and made it knows that you can get better ice cream down at the store than you can get in your home kitchen, because it always ends up crumbly and eggy and greasy and, you know, too fattening and too, you know.
But not these.
But not these. These work, and that's why we spent so much time on them. They really deliver exactly what you get in our stores.
So it is our gift to you at the $120 pledge level. Give what you can. We have $650 to go. Thanks, Michelle in Columbus and Sarah in Columbus. Thanks so much for your support. At the $120 pledge level, our gift to you, Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home by Jenny Brittenbauer, my guest this hour. You'll also get coupons for free scoops of ice cream, a trip, I think it's a trio of scoops at Jenny's. Mm-hmm. So make that pledge right now, 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. Give what you can afford. If you can afford a little extra this year, this is the time to do it, because a lot of people can't. Mm-hmm. This is the time to go that extra mile Extend yourself a little bit more, because a lot of people can't, and that doesn't mean that a lot of people don't depend on WOSU and 89.7 NPR News every day for the best news and information anywhere. From Sandra on Facebook, she says, my favorite flavor is Thai chili. The old name was better. Wondering if you could do something with prunes. It's a great fruit, but it seems to have a bad reputation. And with that, I will check out the Parmesan and zucchini bread.
Oh, please do. Yeah, it's the Lazarus family recipe, zucchini bread in Parmesan ice cream. So, let's see. Prunes. Yes. Holiday 2011. Prune flavor coming out. It's that prune, and it's a play on the prune and Armagnac, the classic combination. And it's amazing. So we'll have that coming out. It's like a kind of like a plum pudding. And that's
I love prunes. I didn't know that I grew up having prunes, not knowing.
Right. Well, you know, now there's sun-dried plums or whatever they're called. And I liked Thai chili, too, the name, but we needed to put peanut in the name.
Okay. To tell people.
And Bangkok peanut kind of gives it, it's that personality that it needs, too, because it is sort of funny like that. But yeah, we needed to have peanut in the name because, you know, we didn't want to confuse anybody that, you know, or whatever, anybody with peanut allergies.
Right, exactly. We have $500 to go, thanks to Matthew in Westerville. We're very close to our goal.
Wow, I think we can do it.
I think we can do it, too. We have 4 minutes to go. I know we can do it. Everybody, you've all been very, very generous, and we appreciate every single pledge. Do what you can. At the $60 level, remember, you become an official member of WOSU, and that in and of itself is a very, very good feeling. If you can manage to double that to $120, our gift to you, Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home. By my guest, Jenny Britton Bauer, very busy person, has taken the time. One of her ways of showing support for WOSU and 89.7 NPR News is to come into our studio and answer your questions and take your calls. So tell us if that's something that you value. 1-866-897-9678. Just 2.5 minutes or 3.5 minutes to go now. Email from Pat. We were at a wedding at Greenbrier this past weekend. The family shipped in Jenny's ice cream for the rehearsal dinner dessert at the summit of the mountain there. The ice cream was yummy and we had a breathtaking view, and it is a great way for the happy couple to start their new life together with Jenny's.
Oh, that is so wonderful. We do lots of weddings, and you know, ice cream is just such a great thing to share, and it brings people together, and it's the perfect thing to have at a wedding. You know, it's a great way to actually find the person you're going to marry, too, I think.
You ship all over the place, all over the country?
All over the country, yeah.
Okay.
Quite a lot, yeah. All hand-packed, handmade, handwritten, right in our kitchen.
Wow. Mm-hmm. They have a website, if you want to check that out. What's the name of the website?
It's Jenny's, J-E-N-I-S, jennysicecreams.com. And I will also tell you that we have a forum on the website, so if you have any questions about the book, go on that forum, go on our website, and I'll talk to you there and walk you through some recipes, or you can put recipes that you've made that you love, pictures, whatever.
Oh, that's
neat. Been really fun.
So if you have any problems or questions, don't quite understand something, you can post
we're
that
there
question.
For you.
They're there for you. So it's the gift that keeps on giving. 1-866-897-9678. There's a gift. I mean, I mention them a lot because I really do appreciate our volunteers that take your calls. They're given the gift of time. Tell them that you appreciate that. Pick up the phone. Call them right now. 1-866-897-9678. We still have $500 to go and 2 minutes. $500 and 2 minutes.
I'll tell
you
something.
We can do it. Yeah, Jenny.
The cone recipe in this book is also worth $120.
Yes.
Let's just say, we're not going to give you the book. We're just going to give you the cone recipe. The ice cream cone recipe in this book, we tried every ice cream cone recipe, of course, ever published, just in building our company and whatever, and changed every detail about it. And this cone is so good. You can sculpt it into fortune cookies
right.
or little bowls.
And they tell you
cones,
how to do that.
And it's all in the book. And it makes your house smell so good.
There's so much. There's cake recipes. There's
how to make the best whipped cream, which is the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But
sometimes people think
it
has to be fancy about it. And it, there isn't. It's just a lot of
a whisk and a bowl.
A whisk and a bowl. Thanks to Barbara and Columbus, we still have $380 to go. We need to make this goal. We have just a little over a minute. Make the call right now. Show us that this is something you care about.
There.
This is the way you vote. You vote with your pocketbook. I know you're out there. You're listening. You listen all the time. You can't handle $120. We completely understand. Just tell us you care. I need to know you care. 1-866-897-9678. Jenny Brittenbauer, thanks so much for joining us again. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. And thanks to everybody who called and pledged this hour.
Thanks for all that wonderful ice cream. Folks, really, I've taken the risk. I've tried the ice cream, and I will vouch for every single pint. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call or go online to WOSU.org. There's still time, 35 seconds. And thanks to everybody for your support of 89.7 NPR News. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.